Okay. We're going to hear from our winning crew chief in today's 39th annual Pennsylvania 400. And that is Alan Gustafson. And big win today here for the number 24 drive-in hunger Chevrolet. You're joined to your left by young son Austin Gustafson. Congratulations, Alan. This is a big win here for the 24 car. You're now move up to 12th in points, and you are the number two wild card contender. So a lot happened here in the last 4 or 5 hours for the 2014. But talk about, you know, certainly an interesting race when you have the rain coming, you get ahead, and how does that all play into a day like today?
Yeah, obviously that was a great day for us. We had gained some momentum the last several weeks with performance and points, but we knew that we needed a win to put ourselves in contention for the wild card. So winning today was a huge deal, and you know, we didn't have the fastest car, I don't think, but I think we had a good enough car to drive from 27th to top five. And fortunately, we got a break, and then the rain. It was a tough call in the rain. I thought that potentially we were going to have to restart the race and run for a little bit. And fortunately for us, we didn't have to. And it seemed to me that Casey was probably going to be our biggest competition, but he had a flat right rear tire. So all worked out in our way. It was a really good day. Really proud of Jeff and all the guys for persevering and, you know, putting ourselves in position to win the race today.
Okay, thank you, Alan. And this time we're going to hear from our race-winning driver, Jeff Gordon, driver of the number 24 drive-in hunger Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Sixth career win. He's third all-time in the history of the sport. His first win in 212. It's his sixth win at Pocono. He becomes the all-time winner in NASCAR Sprint Cup Series at Pocono, passing Bill Elliott. They both were tied for that. And maybe even more importantly, at least right now, Jeff Gordon moves into second as far as wild card contenders. And as I said to Alan, a lot happened here for that team here the last 3 or 4 hours. So congratulations. Talk about how you come in here. You know you had to get a win. You got a win. And now you're right back in it.
Well, Pocono has been a special place for us. You know, we got the win that last year. And, it's been a very interesting year, to say the least. And, I'm most proud of Alan. We've had some trying times this year on, a crew chief has so many pressure on him. I mean, the driver does too, but I just feel like as a crew chief, and, it's the toughest job out there. And, when we've had cars capable of winning races like Martinsville, and I can think of a handful of times where we were in position to win them and things didn't go our way for whatever reason. And to see this race unfold the way it did, certainly makes up for a lot of those woulda, coulda, shouldas this year. So, things are coming together at the right time. The attitude of this team is that we don't ever give up. We keep fighting, and we go to the racetrack, try to win. And today, we got the win. And it's nice to know that things can still go our way. I mean, I hate it for the 48 and those guys, with what happened. But, we haven't had a whole lot go our way this year. To have the first four cars in front of you all slide up the racetrack and you go by and then win the race with the rain and stuff. It's nice to know that at least things can. It's a big boost for us as a team. And I think more importantly than that, we drove from 27th up to, inside the top five or six. And that's no easy task here at Pocono. So, it wasn't like we just kind of fluked into it. I mean, we put ourselves in position for that good fortune to happen. And that's all we've been talking about, we need to do more of, and we did it today.
Well, thank you, Jeff. And we'll take questions now for either Jeff or Alan. Let's start right here with David, please, and then we'll go to Scott, and then we'll go to David, and then I think Candace has one, and then Nate, and we'll just keep going.
Yes, for Alan, right before that restart, I think you radioed Jeff and said this is it. I mean, did you predict that this was going to happen, that you thought something crazy was going to happen out there?
No, I mean, I felt like our car was a good car, and I don't know that – it's just so hard to tell. You don't have clean air. I don't know if we were as good as the 48 or the 17. I felt like the 5 was really good. So in that position, I was just explaining to start that we need to get it all on, and if we can get a good one, I felt like we could contend for a top three finish. But I've seen a lot of restarts here at Poconos. I'm sure you guys have, and anything can happen. I'm not surprised at all that that happened. Usually the guy who gets the runoff of two is the guy who's leading coming back around the start-finish line. So Jeff got a great restart, and he basically put us in position, I think, by clearing Casey. I think that was the key. And he got Casey cleared into one there, and then the seas parted. So it was more of I was trying to inform Jeff the urgency of the situation that we weren't really going to get another shot because the rain was coming, and to get all you could get, because obviously, you know, everybody in this room knows that we're counting every point, and every thing matters for us at this season right now. So we wanted to get all we could get.
Let's go Scott over to Nate, then we'll work to Candace and then David.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times. Jeff, you talk about how you came up from pit to put yourself in position. Can you talk about how you did that? Was it adjustments on pit road? Was it just you had a good car but just had a bad qualifying? What combination of the other things? What got you up front from the back?
I'll be honest, it was a rough weekend for us. I mean, we ran really good here earlier in the season when we were here in June, and I thought we'd come back here and really be strong, and in practice. We were off. We just couldn't. We even when we found the balance, didn't quite have the speed, and so then the one shining moment that we had, I felt like in practice, was that we made a qualifying run. The car was pretty good. We went out to qualify, and most of it was just me trying too hard. But you know, the track freed up, lost a little bit of grip, and I just pushed it too hard, and took ourselves out of a top 10 starting position on my birthday at the same time. So, it was not a fun birthday. I was kicking myself. And this is when I get asked in here and when things aren't going well about, well, you know, how's your relationship with Alan and what about your team and your finishes and all that stuff, that I just keep praising this guy, because I'm telling you, when we have moments in a day like we had, they dropped the green, and I've got all the confidence in the world in that race car that it's going to be good. And it was. They dropped the green, and we just started passing cars. And we are actually even able to make adjustments to make it better. And then, you know, and it's no secret, our pit crew got, you know, criticized for last week, and they stepped up. I mean, that last green flag stop, it was a great stop. I mean, you know, we made up a ton of time, you know, on pit road right there, and had a good race car. And so, you know, all those things I've been talking about that haven't gone our way this year, they did go our way. We had a fast race car. We had good pit stops. He called a great race, and I got a good restart. And yeah, 48 got loose. So, that's all the things that haven't gone our way. And they did today, and that's what I love. Is that it solidifies, you know, to us, to this team, that these things can happen. You know, we just got to keep fighting.
We'll go Nate, Candace, and David. Go ahead.
Nate Ryan, USA Today. I guess for both, maybe if Jeff and Alan both want to address it, but Jeff for sure. Rick Hendrick predicted in the preseason he was going to put all four cars in the chase, and for a while it didn't seem like that maybe was going to happen with both your struggles and Casey's struggles. But now after today, you and Casey are in the two wild card spots. So
now in this typical media, you guys start getting ahead of yourselves here. You know, all I will say is we've been on a nice streak of finishes. You know, even though they haven't been wins, they've been really solid, you know, finishes, top fives, top tens, that have got us further up in the points. And that is something to the way things have gone. We hadn't had a lot to build on. So at least the last several weeks we've had something to build on. And you know, when you do that, you do a better job of getting yourself in position for something like what happened today to happen. And we knew how badly we needed a win, and we got it, you know. But, that's half the battle. And now, in my opinion, this only puts more pressure on us over these next several weeks. But we're ready. We're ready for the challenge. I think with all that we've been through this year, and I said this also, if we can get to Victory Lane and get some things to go our way, this team, because of what we've been through and that we've stayed together and you know, haven't pointed fingers, it will make you stronger. And this is a great moment for our team, because I think we're really fired up for next week's race and the coming weeks to legitimately, you know, have a come from behind season and live up to the pressure of our boss.
Within the walls of Hendrick, did you guys always feel as if you could do it, even when things got pretty low here the last couple of months? I mean, it was looking bleak, I think, in April, I think, for both teams.
Yeah, I always have felt like we could do it. It looks bleak. I can remember here last time we were pitted right, you know, our garage stall is right here, right next to, on the very end, I think 25th or 26th in points. So when you're in that position with Jeff Gordon as a driver, it's not a good feeling. But I knew, and I've said this a lot, I think the performance of our car as far as sheer speed, this may be one of the best years of my career. Yeah. The speed of the cars have been fantastic, and they've been really good. And Jeff's been great, and I knew that the key ingredients were there. That really, besides, you know, there are some unfortunate circumstances. You know, Martinsville was a big one. I don't think that was anything that we had done as a team. But I think a lot of the other races we shot our. So the saving grace for me was I knew the problem that we had to fix was ourselves. That's actually a good thing to have because you can work on it. You know, if you don't know what you're addressing or what you've got to clean up or you're lacking a ton of speed, been in those situations, it's really tough. So I just felt like we had to get it right. And when we do get it right, we'll have the chance to win a lot of races. And I think we've really competed to win, almost every race I can think of in the last 5 or 6 weeks. You know, they haven't been, you know, 1, 2, 3 finishes like we'd like, but I feel like we've been in position. You know, just need something to go our way, and it went our way today. You know, as far as what you asked about Mr. Hendrick, and that, you know, that's probably, besides the pressure I put on myself, he has never in his life put any pressure on me at all. But when he wants something, he does so much for us that we want to get him whatever he wants so bad. And we work really hard for that. So, you know, I know that's something that he wants to do that he's not been able to do. He has put together the teams that can get 4 cars in the chase. And I think he's put together the drivers and the crew chief combinations. And if we're the guy who doesn't get that for him, that's going to be tough for me to swallow.
I'd say that's driving a lot of it. We don't want to be that one that messes it up.
Let's go with Candace, David, and then Bob, and then Steve. Go ahead, Candace.
Candace Smith, MotorsportsUnplugged.com. First of all, congratulations. I was wondering about, Jeff, when you look at the magnitude of what you've accomplished, 86 wins, what does it feel like truly? Is it, are you mired in that chase race in your mind, or are you able to sit back and enjoy and share with the family?
Today was an amazing victory experience for me, probably one of the best of my careers, because with the rain, the lightning, and wind blowing sideways and everything going on, I was just so excited to be able to have my family here, and that's the first time I've had all of them here for a victory, and I didn't care if it was under the shed over there or what, you know, in the garage. I didn't care where it was. You know, I that experience to me today means so much more than anything else. And we talk about it. You know, we have these race wins that you come up short, and the family's there, and and my wife said, "Oh, I so badly wanted to experience that." And they, you know, and even my wife, she's not been able to experience all those wins and those multiple win seasons and stuff. So, you know, I want her to be able to feel what it's like, and I know how much it means to her. And Ella's getting to that age where, you know, that's exciting. I mean, Leo was able to hold up his finger number one, and that was pretty cool. But today was a great day for that, you know, just that reason in itself, not to mention all the others. And, you know, it's Alan's birthday. He has his family here. I mean, it just, you know, this is a cool day. Yeah, that drive for 5 thing's been a little worn out. So let's get ourselves in the chase. We can get that thing going again. And I'm sure he can count to 5, so I'm sure we can get him to hold up all 5.
Let's go, David, and over to Bob. Go ahead, David.
David Caravella, NASCAR.com. Jeff, everybody knew the weather was coming. Like you said, everybody was trying to get all they could out of that last restart. Did you know it was going to be chaotic there?
They're always chaotic. My biggest thing was I was on the outside, and I didn't want to be on the outside going through turns 1 and 2. Our car, was a little bit tight down there in general, and you know, as hard as you're going to have to push things, and you know how hard the competitors are going to be pushing, not to mention the opportunity for somebody to take it three wide. I mean, there's just so many things that go through your mind, and you know, all I wanted to do is just get a really good restart, and I actually got a better one than I anticipated, and it looked like maybe Casey did. And when I saw that opening to get inside, you know, to that inside, I was taking it. And I was pretty happy at that moment because I thought if I get down the bottom, we got a shot at maybe getting another one of the guys that's in the outside lane, if not two. And so, you know, little did I know what was going to happen. But, you know, the restarts here, especially in the closing laps, and you know the rain's coming, so it really was closing laps, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And we could have just as easily lost six positions as we did, you know, make up four or five. So, you know, pretty awesome.
Let's go over here to Bob, then we'll go to Steve, and then back down to Jim. Go ahead, Bob.
Bob Parker, Sporting News. I assume you haven't heard, but apparently a couple of fans got hit by lightning after the race. I mean, I know you guys are racing and everything, but you could see the lightning. And did you have any scary points, like just getting from your car to the where they end up staging you for victory lane?
I'm pretty sure I know exactly which one it was. I mean, we were walking down pit road. The wind was the umbrellas weren't doing any good. The water was puddling up, and there was a huge crack, you know, from lightning, and you could tell it was very close. And you know, I mean that's the thing that's going to take away from the victory a little bit is the fact that you know somebody was affected by that. You know, and you know, it's hard. I mean, the fans here are so loyal and so avid. They stick around, you know. I had fans when we were going back to the garage area. There was a group of fans chanting up there that were not leaving. And you know, that's it's just so unfortunate because they're so loyal, so avid here, and you hate to hear something like that. So certainly, you know, our thoughts are with them. I hope everything is okay there.
Let's go to Steve, and then we'll come back down to Jim. Go ahead.
Steve Richards with PRN. Jeff, I don't know how Alan feels about it, but, Jeff, you've always said that you don't believe in luck. Is that changed today?
No. No, I mean, we were in sixth position because we drove up through there with a strong race car. We had good pit stops, and I got a good restart. And you know, and Jimmy got loose for, you know, him racing. I don't believe that's luck, or good luck or bad luck. I don't think it was bad luck on Jimmy's part. The car got loose, you know. I don't think it was good luck on our part. We were in the right place at the right time. Some people might call that luck. I call that, you know, a hard day's work of getting into that position for something to go, you know, your way and go right. And that kind of stuff happens in racing all the time. Might not be as blunt as that one was today, but through every race, some sequence of events has to happen for you, and sometimes that means bad things for others and good things for you, good fortune, bad fortune. I still don't look at that as a luck.
Jim?
And today was the first time I've not had a good luck charm in the car. I've had fans sending me stuff. My wife's giving me things. My daughter, everybody, you can imagine. And today was the first day we didn't have something in there. So that just tells you, just work hard. You win as a team.
Jim Undershaw, Observer. I think you said a minute ago that you were looking forward to next week going to Watkins Glen. Was always, for a long time, kind of a money in the bank race for you guys, but it's been a while since you won. Are you excited in part because of coming off the win, or have you been looking forward to getting back there this year for other reasons?
Both. I mean, both. You know, I feel like we found some things that made us better for Sonoma, and we tested at Road Atlanta, which I think is a better track for Watkins Glen than it is Sonoma. So I'm pretty optimistic horses, but you know, recent years I just feel like you know, we've been missing a little something there, and you know, I don't feel like I've been able to give good information to get us better there. That's been the frustrating thing. But with the win, I don't care where we're going right now next week, I'd be excited about it. But with the fact that it is Watkins Glen, and I think that our cars, you know, are prepared to do well there, then you know I'm excited.
Looks like final question right here. Go ahead, sir.
Jeff, Nathan Yerges from WYLN here in Hazleton. Winning the Heisman Humanitarian Award and then winning the race today, what does that feel like to you?
Yeah, it's so interesting. I was doing hospitality for my sponsors earlier and was getting asked a few questions. And you know, a lot of people bringing up Heisman and the work with our foundation. Heck, the Kick It car won the 360 Nationals in Knoxville that we were sponsoring with my foundation. I mean, off the track, so many things have been going well. I feel like all the things, I mean, we've been winning a lot off the track and just haven't been getting it done on the track. So, you know, after the Heisman Humanitarian Award happening here, having, you know, our families here, this win, you know, birthday celebration, life can't get much better than it is right now. I can tell you that. I'm looking forward to savoring this moment because, you know, that's the nice thing about not winning. When you're not winning much, I'm gonna tell you appreciate it a whole lot more, and it sticks with you longer, and you just don't take it for granted. And this is one we're not gonna take for granted, and I think you're able to really understand the meaning of it so much more. So for that, I'm thankful.
Well, Jeff Gordon, Alan Gustafson, son Austin, congratulations on this win here today. Austin, you got anything, any parting words?
He just wanted to make sure the microphone was
there. That's right. He's working. So congratulations to the 2014.
You got to put those big pots back going.